With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pelley Christian baseball team, Chris Feinhardt, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. And coach, you know, this season it's been a little bit of an up and down start to the year for this team. You've had highs, you've had lows. Overall, when you kind of assess where you're at, is we're kind of around that midpoint in the summer here. What's kind of your overall assessment of where you guys sit kind of in the midpoint?
That's a tough question. yeah, obviously the record isn't what you want, but we feel as coaches as though things are starting to come around. I told the team before the game tonight, you know, we've had games where we've pitched well. We've had games where we've hit well. We've had games where we've played great defense. We haven't had a game where we've put all three together. Tonight, you know, game one, Elliott pitched his tail off. I thought he did pretty well. He induced just a ton of fly balls and pop-ups. But then we just booted the ball all over the field. We had six errors, and you're never going to win a game, especially against a 4A ranked team with six errors. So, you know, the fielding let us down that game. Now, we did bounce back in the second game, and only, you know, I think we only had one error that game. Ben struggled a little bit in the first inning. We pulled him before 40 just so he's available for Friday. But Garrett came in, pitched his tail off, and held him at bay for about four innings there. But I guess if you can go 13 innings against a ranked 4A team, you got to hold your head up about that. So, yeah, the record's not there overall, but things are coming around. Eventually, I looked the other day, I don't even think we've played a 2A team yet. We've played some 1As, and we've played a ton of 3A and 4A, but haven't even played anybody in our class, I don't think. But, yeah, the last week of the season, typically, we play our last conference game and jump right into districts. This year, it's a little different. Conference started a week earlier. We've got a bunch of 1A, 2A games that normally are at the start of the year. Now they're right before districts. So we're just going to have to take advantage of that and use that as kind of a, hopefully, a momentum builder as we get into districts.
And that's a great way to look at it, is that momentum builder. Because one thing that, you know, we talk about, you know, that's especially hard to evaluate is you look at this team, and I was talking about this with Josiah Vink, you know, one thing about this team is there's a lot of new faces out here who, you know, I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier on this season where you had some spring sports guys that were still making their way back out, but even beyond those spring sports guys, you had a lot of new faces, whether that be, you know, guys off the bench that were providing depth or some guys who've had to step into the lineup. There's been a lot of guys who, you know, they're learning varsity baseball on the fly, and they're doing it in arguably one of the toughest conferences, you know, in the state, if not the toughest. You know, that doesn't make it easy. So when you're looking at that progress that this team is making, how do you go about kind of evaluating that as a coach, knowing that, you know, you've got a lot of guys who are learning on the fly in a spot where it's not easy to learn on the fly?
Yeah, it's patience is huge, because you got to be patient, because you can't just give up on a kid after 10 to 15 games. I mean, even in talking to Coach Carlin over there, the Indianola coach, before the game, you know, I asked him how their season was going, and they've got a bunch of young guys. I think they only counted two seniors on their roster, but he said they're relying on a lot of sophomores, and man, there are some good sophomores in that lineup. And he said a lot of them got to play last year as freshmen, and they didn't do real well, but he said it's such a jump from freshman ball and, you know, just playing the varsity game. The ball is hit at you a lot faster. You know, you've got to make quicker decisions. And that's what a lot of our guys are doing. You know, they're forced into doing. We lost five starters from last year. And some of the kids that are playing now, you know, Logan Gallagher, Garrett Wheeler. Garrett played a little bit at second base last year when certain kids pitched. But Ben Van Weingarten, some of those kids didn't play much at all last year. And now they're just thrown into the fire. And, I mean, you got to kind of pump them up and keep their heads up a little bit, because it's easy to get down when you, yeah, like you say, we didn't get a lot of practice time, and now we're trying to learn on the fly and teach on the fly. And yeah, it's difficult, but we're hoping that over the next 2-3 weeks, you know, things start becoming easier, things slow down a little bit. I think they will slow down when you start playing some 2A, 1A teams. Now, not every 2A team is going to slow down. There are some really good teams around our area, like Pleasantville. We're going to have to be prepared for those, but I think we will be, because we've been playing the conference games that we have.
And I think you're exactly right when you talk about that preparedness level. As we're talking to Chris Fine, our head coach of the Pella Christian baseball team, I think about some different guys. I think of a Hudson Ritzer, who's been thrust into, you know, some action in right field. A Dean Durande, who, you know, up Pella High played a really strong defensive second base. You know, maybe one or two plays that, you know, with experience, maybe just go a little bit differently for him. You know, I know Sammy Aquaviva's got some good time as well. You know, those underclassmen, you know, this is a group that will graduate, you know, a handful of seniors again next year. But coming back, you know, it looks like a team that will have more experience too and will have some leadership because of the playing time and the experiences these guys are getting this year.
Yeah, we hope it helps. You just not play freshmen as a 2A school against, you know, schools that we go up against, especially 4As. But so, like, Hudson Meixner's been sick the last couple days. So, yeah, Hudson Ritzert's out there in right field. And Dean's getting some playing time, you know. He's kind of like Garrett Wheeler last year when certain kids pitch. You know, we need another middle infielder. Dean, you're up. Are they ready for it? I don't necessarily know. Probably not, just to be quite honest. It's easy to get overpowered at the plate because you're used to seeing 65 to 70 mile an hour, and then now you're seeing 80 to 85 with some kids. That's going to be very hard. The one thing you at least hope they can do is field the ball and you know, make outs, but sometimes that can be hard too because the balls are coming at you on the infield a lot harder than they are at freshman level.
Well, and look at this. I mean, one group I haven't talked a lot about. We've talked a lot about the kids who are gaining that experience. But, you know, I look at our senior class this year here at Pella Christian, and, you know, whether that be Elliot Minninga, I look at Grant Kelderman, Connor Van Zee, you know, Josiah Vink. I think Connor Van Zee tonight was the first time I even saw a little bit of frustration, and I don't even know if it's actually frustration. It may be just more so exhaustion because of how warm it was game one trying to catch. But that's where it's just like the senior class for – you know, the difficulties of going through, you know, trying to get kids up to speed in this conference. And, you know, everyone wants to go win these games, right? No one wants to lose. But they've been unwavering in their support of their teammates and just have done a great job of leading this program as well.
Yeah, that was literally the last thing we said after we broke down our huddle after the game. I said, wait one second, I want to tell you one thing. You know, don't give up. You know, our record doesn't look good, but we are gaining ground. It's hard to be convinced of that sometimes. But, yeah, that's a great group of senior leaders. I don't think they're going to give up on the season by any means. But it's up to them to kind of pull kids along, you know, encourage, and hopefully get through it, you know, and then we'll take off at districts, hopefully.
And just kind of looking ahead at the rest of this year, I know that there's, you know, a lot more Little Hockey Conference play to go. But, you know, we've got some fun things coming up, whether that be Field of Dreams, you know, getting into some games that are, you know, maybe a little bit closer within class, or maybe, you know, teams that, you know, possess similar experiences to where we're at. You know, when you just look at what's kind of coming up for this squad, you know, what are the things that you're kind of looking for them to continue making those strides here without maybe some of the practice time that I know you guys would kind of like to have some extended run to kind of work on some things?
Yeah, well, now that we're through tonight, you know, we do have DCG on Friday, and that's an Air 4A school, but Grant will be pitching that game, and I fully expect that we'll be in that game for quite a while. We do get a couple practices here. We have an off day tomorrow. We're just going to have a nice light practice and work on ground balls and just the basics, stuff that we didn't get to do really a lot of because a lot of these kids were playing spring sports. Next Tuesday, we have an off night. We're actually going to use that night to – we are going to have a short little practice, but we're going to – use it as like a team bonding deal. We're going to actually watch the Field of Dreams in our auditorium and just, you know, invite anybody from the, you know, the school that wants to come and watch it with the baseball team to come watch it. And I think it'll be neat to see it before we head there. Next week's not going to be a busy week as far as number of games go. I think we only have 5, a doubleheader on Monday, and then singles on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But with all the travel on Thursday, it's going to seem like a long week. Hopefully we can just go there, enjoy it, take it for what it is. I'm sure Knoxville's looking forward to it too. Hopefully we just have a good game.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more real quick. I'm going to ask you two really quick questions based off of this. One, have you asked the guys how many of them have seen Field of Dreams before you're going to show it to them next Tuesday?
I did, and I think most of them raised their hand. So
okay.
I was glad to see that because it's a classic, and if you're on a baseball field playing in high school, you need to have watched Field of Dreams.
I had a feeling, but I was just like, you know, they are.
I wondered too.
They do have a little bit of youth on us, so, you know, I just was checking on that. But then, too, I got to ask, you know, that's such a neat experience. You know, what's that going to be like to just be able to provide these kids with an experience like that? And also, not just to be able to provide them with that experience, but to be able to have that experience for yourself, coaching, you know, at that site where it is such a historic place, but, you know, just a little bit further down where, you know, they've also invited some really big names to come play with Major League Baseball as well.
Yeah. I don't know that they use the big stadium anymore, but yeah, some big names have been there. You know, the Cubs were there, and I don't know who all White Sox I know, but yeah, some big leaguers have been there, walked through that corn. You know, it's just going to be kind of neat to see all the stuff that you saw on TV and just live it. I'm a huge baseball nut, as you probably know, and most people that know me know. I didn't make it there until about 2 or 3 years ago. My wife and I were coming back from Galena, Illinois on a weekend trip, and I said, let's cut through there. I have never been there. So we stopped, and it was neat. You walk on the field, and you just there's a feeling. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, I'm here. Kevin Costner walked on this field. You know,
it's the presence of the shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yes. Now, I don't know if the corn's going to be very high next week.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at some corn today, and it's like, oh, that's not more than a foot tall. But it's still going to be the experience. It's going to be the field. I don't even know what the ground rules are going to be. We'll probably find out when we get there. But, yeah. It's going to be an experience. A few more hands went up when I actually asked who hadn't been to the Field of Dreams. So there's numerous kids, and I was talking to some parents that also said they'd never been there. So I think not only the players are looking forward to go, I think there's a lot of people that are looking forward to go.
I say I've been there, but I'm eagerly anticipating next Thursday. Coach Feinhardt, appreciate your time as always. We're going to have some fun next week. We're going to have some fun with more fun throughout the year with Eagles baseball. I just appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That was Chris Feinhardt, head coach of the Pella Christian baseball team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.